This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. So hey guys, and welcome to what is our match preview for our team Wolverhampton Wanderers facing Brighton and Hove Albion under the Molyneux lights for a place in the quarterfinals of this year's FA Cup. So yeah, just a nice quick preview. We've got Magic Moss coming up in a moment, and of course our score predictions. The Gary O'Neill press conference has just taken place. We did an earlier video on that. We'll put it on the end screen for you as well. But before we get into that, guys, I just wanted to draw your attention to the fabulous SofaScore app. It's a free app. You don't have to register for it. You just have to download it. It gives in-depth deep dive analysis on players, including heat maps and all that sort of stuff. The link for that is in the description below. Make sure you download it and let us know what you think of it. So then, Wolves against Brighton and Hove Albion. I just remember the quarter final that we had against Manchester United. What a night that was in the quarter finals. And if we get through, who knows, we could get a home draw in the quarter finals. You just don't know. But we've got to get the job done against Brighton. We got so close, didn't we, to an FA Cup final a few years ago against Watford. We really should have probably got to the final that year. But this year, I feel like it's a similar sort of track in terms of the results. You know, the year that we got to the final, you know, we nearly went out to Shrewsbury. We nearly went out to Brentford. We were down to 10 men, 9 men. We've beaten our baggy rivals down the road, and now we're up against Brighton, which is another bogey team for us, and they've got a great record, winning 4 out the last 5. But we did do okay away in the last game away at Brighton just a few weeks ago. So you know, surely we've got to break this Brighton hoodoo soon enough. I mean, Gary O'Neill's confirmed there's no fresh injuries other than Matthias Kuna, but of course, because Brighton have got an extra day to turn around, he has got to assess the whole of the squad to see what their fitness is like against this. For Brighton, we do know that their dangerous player Matoma has been confirmed as being out. Gilmore will miss the trip because of a red card, and they've got a couple of other players that are out as well. And of course, they've got to juggle the squad too. Brighton, of course, got league away against Fulham at the weekend, and then they've got a massive game for them, Europa League away against Roma the following week. So it'll be interesting to see what both teams are. Gary O'Neill has confirmed he's going to go as strong as possible. But let's go and see what my dad, Magic Moss, has to say ahead of this one.
So we're here with Magic, just after getting back from the victory over the Blades, 1-0. Derek's out, but he's not very happy, Dad.
No, he wasn't very happy, David. No, he's a bit upset. He's been crying.
Has he?
He's been crying. I don't know what he's doing.
Even though he won.
He was after Wilfred.
Ah, right, fair enough. Dad, looking ahead to the FA Cup, the dream's still on.
Yes.
Brighton on Wednesday.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem, Dad.
No, why should there be?
I don't know, I'm asking you. They're our bogey team. We don't ever beat them.
Well, we're going to beat them now. We've got a different team out now, David, and I think they'll win 2-0.
Surprise, surprise.
You're surprised.
Surprise, surprise, still here.
Yeah, I know.
Who's going to score?
We'll have Pedro.
Pedro.
And we'll have We'll have we'll have Gilman. Oh, I'm going to kill
have
him.
Who?
Gilman, off of a corner.
You mean Kilman?
Yeah, Gilman, yeah.
Kilman. K.
K.
Kill.
Kill.
Man.
Burr.
Kilman.
What?
Oh. Got a quick...
Bottle
Gallagher. Have you got a song for us tonight?
Sweet Caroline.
No, we're going to... That's it. Okay, that's your song.
All right, go on. All right, go on.
That, well, have you got any more words with that?
Okay.
So anyway, Dad, love you lots.
I'm a bit upset about the match today. They won three. We got 3 points, David. We win the top eight. So what we can't ask for now more than that, can we?
We can. We can ask for a cup run.
Well, we can ask for a cup run, but that was 3 points.
So you're at okay. 3 points.
You know, what would have done if we'd have lost? I know you're disappointed.
I'm not on about that. I'm on about, like, we can ask for a cup run as well, can't we?
Of course we can have a cup run.
Absolutely. Derek and Greg. Does Derek think we're going to beat
Brighton? Yeah, of course he does.
He does. Love you lots, Dad.
Love you, lot, David. Look after yourself and everybody else. I'll think of a song next time.
Yeah, well, that's it. We'll be back for Newcastle. Always Wolves.
Always Wolves, David. Look after yourself and everybody else.
Doo, doo. So there's my dad. No surprise there, I guess. My thoughts on this one, Gary, we want a cup run. We want to get to the final. We're living it. We're dreaming it. We believe it. We believe we can do it. We've got to beat Brighton sooner or later. Let's start tomorrow night. And I'm going to go, I think Brighton are always likely to get a goal. I think it could be tight. It could be 2-1. So I'm going to go 2-1 and 2 Wolves. I just hope we get off to a really good start. On the front foot. Don't let Brighton play their pretty football game against us. We've got to make sure we disrupt them. The fans have got to be well up for it. And let's hope that we can go and get that result. So yeah, leave your thoughts on what you're thinking ahead of this one in the comment section below. Check out the Gary O'Neill main points from the press conference. I'll put that on the end screen for you there. And until then, always Wolves. It's the 90th minute. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.